Zechariah chapter 4. The angel who talked with me came again and awoke me as a man who is awakened out of his sleep. He said to me, "What do you see?" I said, "A lampstand all of gold, with its bowl on the top of it and seven lamps on it, and there are seven pipes to each of the lamps which are on the top of it, and two olive trees by it, one on the right and one on the left side of the bowl." And I asked the angel, "What are these, my lord?" The angel who talked with me answered me, "Don't you know?" I said, "No, my lord." He said, "This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel." And I said that Zerubbabel means the branch from Babylon. The prophecies about the branch we just read of in chapter 3 could have come true in him. So, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of armies." This is the whole point, that the restoration was to be done not by human power, but by God's spirit. And I think this vision of the lampstand, that's like the people of God being fed by the oil represents the spirit. "Who are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you are a plain, and he will bring out the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it." So in other words, the great mountain, maybe Babylon, those that were opposing the people of Israel will be no more. They'll just be turned into a plain. And Zerubbabel was going to lay the foundation stone of the temple by God's grace. "Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands will also finish it, and you will know that Yahweh has sent me to you.' Indeed, who despises the day of small things? For these seven shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of Yahweh which run back and forth through the whole earth." So don't despise the day of small things. People think, how on earth can we get to that point, for example, the restoration of God's kingdom, from such small things? We are just little irrelevant people. But don't despise the day of small things, because in the power of God's Spirit, it can come about. And that's what could have happened at the restoration. I asked him, "What are these two olive trees on the right and left side of the lampstand?" I asked him again, "What are these two olive branches which are beside the two golden spouts that pour the golden oil out of themselves?" He replied, "Don't you know?" I said, "No, my lord." Then he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth." Well, I think that those two anointed ones were Zerubbabel, who could have been the king in the line of David, and Joshua, the high priest, that these two men could have been used by God to provide the Spirit to the lampstand, which represents God's people. You remember in Revelation how Jesus walks amongst the lampstands, and the lampstands are the churches, God's people. So it's a case of whether we are open to the leading of God's Spirit, and whether we will not despise the day of small things, whether we will accept that it's not by might nor power, but by His Spirit. And then the restoration of the kingdom could have been possible. But they wanted to do it all in their own strength. They just wanted their own little agenda of getting some land to farm and having a good life back in Judah. That's what they really wanted. Rather than throwing themselves completely, as they should have done and as we should do, into the things of the work of God's kingdom. Then we will be empowered by the Spirit, and the day of small things will become the day of great things.